Khal Drogo thrashed, fighting some unseen enemy. Black blood ran slowly and thick from his open wound.
"Your Khal is as good as dead, Princess."
"No, he can't die. He mustn't. It was only a cut."
Danny took his large, calloused hand in her own small ones and held it tight between them.
"I will not let him die."
Ser Jorah gave a bitter laugh.
"Khaleesi, or Queen, that command is beyond your power. Save your tears, child. Weep for him tomorrow or a year from now. We do not have time for grief. We must go, and quickly, before he dies."
Danny was lost.
"Go?
Where should we go?" "Eshai, I would say. It lies far to the south, at the end of the known world, yet men say it is a great port. We will find a ship to take us back to Pentos. It'll be a hard journey, make no mistake. Do you trust your cars? Will they come with us?"
"Khal Drogo commanded them to keep me safe," Danny replied uncertainly. "But if he dies..." She touched the swell of her belly.
"I don't understand. Why should we flee? I am Khaleesi. I carry Drogo's heir. He would be Khal after Drogo